The meeting at the White House remained focused on the issues where each country seeks cooperation from the other. For President Obama, Pakistan's cooperation on a troop withdrawal from Afghanistan featured prominently.
I'm confident that working together, we can achieve a goal that is good for Afghanistan, but also helps to protect Pakistan over the long term.
Mr. Sharif said he hopes for the end of U.S. drone strikes inside Pakistan.
I also brought up the issue of drones in our meeting, emphasizing the need for an end to such strikes.
Some Washington experts, such as Muhid Yusuf of the United States Institute of Peace, say one should look at the long-term prospects of such meetings rather than immediate outcomes.
I think this was about cementing and reiterating that this relationship is strong, it's needed, it's important, and it's not only important because of Afghanistan. It's important no matter what happens there and beyond 2014.
As the new leadership in Islamabad begins a relationship with the United States, the two countries need to remain engaged on a long-term basis. That is according to Daniel Markey of the Council on Foreign Relations and author of a recent book on Pakistan.
The United States needs to be able to plan its exit, plan logistics, and those require Pakistan, for the most part, to get supplies and materials out, and to plan a post-2014 future in Afghanistan. So these are the kinds of things they just want some certainty as to where Pakistan stands, and this is the beginning of that conversation with a new leadership in Islamabad.
Some experts think that, in the past, U.S.-Pakistan relations remained focused on how well the leaders in Washington and Islamabad got along. For the long-term strategic relationship, U.S.-Pakistan ties need to be institutionalized, says Yusuf.
I think this relationship for too long has been about leaders, about individuals. I think we really need to institutionalize this. We already have the strategic dialogue framework. If that is not the right one, we can set up another one. But this needs to be done at the working level so that the institutions connect.
During the meeting, the issues of trade, education, and Pakistan's economy also came under discussion, and experts believe issues like these can build a foundation for a more productive partnership between the two countries. Kaukab Farshori, VOA News, Washington.